The Colm and Lucy Podcast with Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Hello, good morning and welcome to another Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show podcast. What have we got for you at the moment? Well, I tell you, we were talking about getting stuck in things. Well, stuck in lift shafts and other bits and pieces. So we talk about being stuck and then we have people who ring in and they tell us how they were stuck. Exciting? Well, then we move on. We've got the movies. Our man in the movies, Clint, went to see Fast and Furious. We can actually tell you and predict what your house is going to look like in 10 years' time. Also, we bring you a series of, like, gates and doors that sing. We talk about new words that people don't understand and still don't understand. And there's always one thing in life and relationships that is a sort of game changer and a deal breaker. We all have one, and we've callers coming in with theirs as well. Now, if that doesn't excite you, nothing will unless I call around to your house and give you cash. Welcome to another Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show podcast.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
There's a thing in the papers today about Deliveroo, and they were mentioning all the weird things that people have ordered, but there was one in particular that caught my eye. There was a bloke got stuck on the M50, so he stuck for ages and ages on the M50, and his car broke down and the AA road watch couldn't get to him, traffic and all that. So he rang up Deliveroo and he ordered some Chinese takeaway.
Damn right.
It's absolutely perfect,
proper,
isn't it?
Proper order. Yeah. If you are stuck on the M50, what would you want?
I think, nice Chinese.
Oh, Chinese.
Yeah, I'd like chicken black bean sauce. Mm. Oh, with a little bit of curry sauce and chipper chips.
I'd like an iPad so I can watch some stuff.
With Deliveroo, don't do iPads.
I'd like some curtains so I can block out the other people turkey necking, rubber necking.
Turkey necking.
Doesn't matter. Okay. And I'd like some food and I'd like my doggy for a cuddle. Probably not the baby because she can get a bit irritable in the car.
Yeah, but that's a lot now for Deliveroo to stick on the back of the bike. But they'll get you the food. But this bloke, he said, look out for the broken down Fiesta on the M50. And they got there. They got there with the chicken curry and chips, which is good. So yeah, getting stuck in the M50. But it got me thinking about getting stuck.
Mm.
Like people get stuck. There's a friend of mine, his kid, Charlie. We call him Charlie. It's not his name actually, but we just call him Charlie. But he got stuck in a lift. For so long, the lift came halfway up. Mm. We opened the doors, we could see him down below, so we threw him down chicken nuggets and a tennis ball.
God.
Yeah, and he was stuck there for about, it was in Edinburgh, he was stuck there for about two or three hours.
A lot of people stuck in relationships,
stuck in relationships, yeah.
Stuck in the loo.
Oh, people do get stuck in the loo, don't they? I got stuck in the loo. No, actually, sorry. I knew somebody got stuck in the loo. Sorry, it was my wife got stuck in the loo in a restaurant in Galway.
But not in the actual seat bowl.
No. She got so that the loo door actually jammed. And she texted me about 5 or 6 minutes later saying she was stuck.
Oh, it's a great excuse for actually just getting away from you for a few hours and then going, oh, Colm, you know those few hours I was in the loo.
Because I was dipping into her chicken wings and drinking her wine. Yeah. Well, because she was gone and I thought, God, that's good. Well, she must have some stomach issues, so I keep eating her food. And then, can you get somebody to come and help me? And I'm going, who is that? Oh, it's Anne. Okay. So I had to say to a waitress, you wouldn't go in and rescue my wife, please. And then to kick the door and she got out and all the chicken wings were gone.
Oh, you're such a Tom Cruise.
Yeah, haven't I just? You got stuck.
I've gotten stuck a number of times. I mean, I've had a lift story. It's not that exciting. But I remember being stuck as a child in the Zugspitz.
The Zugspitz?
So it's on the Alps. It's where you kind of transition across from one area to the next to ski. And we were only little and it was very, very cold outside, obviously.
Yeah.
And very warm in this little tunnel. And they stopped us because there'd been a mini avalanche outside. So we were just kind of on a waiting tread. But can you imagine waiting to get into one of those lifts? You know, those
sky lifts, whatever
they're called.
I think it's chair lifts.
Chair, no.
Oh, the actual cable car
type
things.
Scary cable car type ones. And we're standing thing, we're watching as everything's shaking. It's really snowy and cold and freezing. You don't want to get in at any. I think we had a good 2 hours. And I remember holding my dad's hand, being so claustrophobic and sweaty and uncomfortable, not knowing what was going on top of this mountain.
Yeah.
And we were stuck in the Zugspitz Autobahn.
Are you claustrophobic or was that the moment?
Oh, like, I'm claustrophobic in people's company.
But was that the moment? Or were you claustrophobic before that?
I was claustrophobic before that because I remember a horrible, horrible boy, nameless Tommy, ducking my head in a pool.
Oh.
Yeah, during, you know the way boys think that's a way to maybe one day have sex with you?
By ducking your head
by
in the pool.
By bullying you and smacking you. And
I don't know. The first laws of attraction are, you'll show that you're not attractive.
Yeah. And
every rom-com works.
Yeah, it's revolting. Yeah. I remember being in a Dublin swimming pool as a kid. And I think I was probably about 6 or 7. And he ducked my head because he thought this was hilarious. And then sat on my head, like, just to keep me down. Because it's so funny.
Yeah, to keep the joke
and
going.
And I've never felt so panicked in my entire life.
Wow, okay.
So there you go.
That's interesting. Anyway, so this counselling session is for free, but the next one we will have to charge.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so actually, I've got tickets to go to the Riptide Movement. They're playing the Olympia Theatre on the 27th of October. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. So if you fancy going along to the Riptide Movement, give us your stuck story. Something, were you stuck? Where were you? Stuck in a lift? Stuck in an airplane? Stuck in an airplane is a big thing as well. Yeah. Stuck under the stairs? Stuck in the boot of a car for a number of days? I don't know, you know. I think it's Sopranos type thing.
You are.
0871818100. Text us or WhatsApp us. 0871818100.
Stuck in a toy shop on Christmas Eve. That'd be nice. Stuck in school. I know a child who was locked into a school backstop by the janitor because they were studying.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was a big drama about it.
Okay.
We've got some housekeeping with texts as well later on. Sorry, there's a few coming in.
Okay, so stuck. Where are you stuck? 0871818100. And we got tickets to go to the Riptide Movement. They're playing 27th of October. Tickets on sale at 9 a.m. Stay with us. Stuck in a moment that I can't get out of. You too. It's
no,
on the way.
No, you didn't do that.
I diddly did.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Stuck in a moment. Stuck in a moment that you can't get out of.
Stuck in a studio with Colm Hayes.
Ah, there you go. It could be worse, could it?
Had a pretty bad time there. Couldn't get out.
Okay, and people have been stuck or asking you for your little stuck stories to do with Deliveroo when there was a guy stuck in the M50 and he ordered a Deliveroo, which was nice. Now, by the way, Deliveroo also go on motorbikes and cars.
People
somebody
were
said,
saying they can't, yeah.
You can't cycle on the M50, but anyway, they obviously went in a car. And we were asking for your stuck stories, and we have Sandra. Good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Where are you? You sound like you're out in a windy part of the city.
I'm in the car driving my daughter up to our camp for the day.
Okay.
Oh, freedom.
Freedom. Yeah. And where? Okay. So where were you stuck?
I fell down through a cattle grid.
Whoa.
And got my leg stuck.
Oh no! That is awful.
You fell into a cattle. What age were you?
I was less than 10. I can't really remember. We were down somewhere in the country, and I walked over it, and the weight of me obviously pushed my leg through, but then my knee went down past it, so I couldn't get my knee back up out.
Oh, how long were you stuck like that for?
Well, to me, it seems like ages.
Yeah.
My parents say it wasn't that long, but I was petrified a car was going to drive over me while I was stuck in it.
And how did you get out?
I remember a man who either lived or worked nearby had obviously seen it, and he came out with a bucket of soapy water and he soaked up my knee, and then my leg just slipped back up again.
Did he think it was a wet t-shirt competition or something? I mean, I'm not sure what he was doing with a bucket of water.
No, let me tell you, farmers anywhere near cattle grids will always have a bucket of soapy water handy.
Yeah.
It's like kids as well. If they get their heads stuck in the banisters or anything like that, soapy water or butter will do it as well. Yeah.
Butter will do it too,
I've seen a woman get her heels stuck in train tracks, you know, getting across the Lewis tracks, just getting stuck, and it's frightening.
That's a bit frightening.
Mind you, a Lewis is like...
Yeah, it goes about 2 miles an hour. And tell me this now, how are you with cattle grids now?
I walk over them. I don't see them that often, but it always does bring me back. I've never forgotten.
Petrified. Listen, Sandra, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
have
Sandra.
A good day today. And your daughter. Have a good day. Thank you. Colette.
Hiya.
Hello, Colette.
Morning.
Hello, Colette. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Grand.
Right. You had a little romantic relationship stuck somewhere, really?
Oh.
Go on.
Yeah. We were on holiday in Spain and we had a bomb alert. We didn't know what it was.
A bomb alert in the hotel.
We had a bomb alert.
Okay, so there's a bomb alert in the hotel. What happens then?
And then all the bombarderos arrived, and we had 3 young kids. We had a 2-year-old with Buzz Lightyear and Woody. We got out of the room.
Yeah.
And, of course, the 2-year-old forgot his Woody and his Buzz Lightyear. So I decided, I'll sneak back.
You sneak back.
So I sneaked back. Yeah. I'm quite small, so I sneaked behind all these fine things.
Yeah.
And I get up to the room, and I get Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
And I'm sneaking out of the room, and this massive, gorgeous Spanish fireman spots me. And he literally practically grabs me by the back of the neck. And I knew he was cursing in Spanish.
Yeah.
I think he was calling us stupid woman and stupid Irish.
Yeah.
But to be very honest with you, it was nice. I liked it.
Jesus and, Christ.
To be honest, it was nice. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. So he puts me in the lift. We shouldn't have been in the lift.
Yes.
For hell and ever. He wanted to get me out of the building very quickly. But to be very honest, it was great. It was gorgeous.
Jesus
but anyway, the thing, I'd rather it been blown up and sat and listened to my uncle screaming.
Christ.
For Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
Oh my God.
Okay. And now you didn't get stuck in the lift with the fireman, but how many floors up did he take you, if you know what I mean? Or down?
It was 1, 2, 3, 4 floors.
Ah, bless.
Yeah, but every floor I savoured.
I feel like this is the love hour. Like, it's did quite
you,
intimate.
Did you get his name?
Yeah. I hadn't a clue. I didn't care.
And had he got all the gear? He got a big hat on and everything, the whole lot.
Yeah, oh my God. It was like, just, it was gorgeous. That was it.
So he touched you on several occasions. You got into a lift with your small child. None of this.
The small child wasn't there. It was just her. She'd gone back up for Woody and Buzz, the toys.
And I got them.
Yeah, and you got,
I got them.
You got Woody, yeah. Buzz, and a Spanish fireman.
I did, and I got grabbed by the scruff of the neck practically and thrown into a lift.
Oh, I love it when that happens. Yeah. That's very sexy. Mm. Yeah.
Wow, it's like 50 shades of whatever that is.
Of Spaniard.
Oh. I like it. Thanks for the story.
Well, thanks for that. I think you need a little shower now, a little cold one.
I know, it's a lovely image. I was going to go somewhere else for that.
Don't.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It is time to go to the movies with our man at the movies, Clint, brought to you by Manhattan Popcorn, Ireland's favourite popcorn at manhattan.ie.
And Rebecca.
Oh.
What?
Oh, somebody, you've got a pink box that you've just handed to Rebecca.
Yeah.
It's a present.
Yes, open it up.
Open it up. You've just got a present, for God's sake. And inside it is, what did you get?
Food types.
What did you get?
What food types?
I got Manhattan popcorn
and
Manhattan salt and vinegar crisps.
Which are, quite frankly, the best snack food in this country.
Okay.
Do you know,
specifically the salt and vinegar crisps.
No. Do you know what I do? I would open that Manhattan popcorn bag,
yeah,
and I would put the salt and vinegar crisps into it and mix it around, and that is good.
Oh, I don't know about
okay.
that.
Okay.
That's what we'll I
give that a try, though.
Would you like to say thank you to the Manhattan man?
Don.
Don, the Manhattan man.
Don, I tell you what I'm going to do.
Oh, she's here. Back off, girl.
Hang on now.
I'm going to come over to yours.
I think you and Don should go to the movies together.
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
That would be a nice way
Don
of saying
like.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donald.
Don's wife, Deirdre, might have something to say about that.
Perhaps you could go off to the cinema and catch the latest in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It's spun off like tyres on a fast car.
Oi.
And we now have... What?
That's okay. It's good. It's good.
It's a spin-off, so it's spun off like the tyres.
Yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. They wanted a war. They got one.
So you guys are being hunted by an army of mercenaries led by a genetically enhanced soldier.
I'm Black Superman.
That's right.
You're crazy.
We're gonna need cars.
Buckle up.
And guns.
Oh, I can handle that part.
Wow, there's a lot going on there.
So it is Dwayne Johnson, of course,
yeah.
The Rock, and Jason Statham back and sort of doing what they did in those films a couple of films ago.
Yeah.
We're up to, I think, 8 now, Fast and Furious.
8?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is the 9th, but it's not technically 1 because...
Yeah. Jason Statham hasn't done anything else ever, has he?
Well, he's done a few things.
Yeah.
But... nothing as big as this. I mean, this is $5 billion worth of movies.
Really?
$5 billion franchise has made.
Wow.
Can I say that this sounds like a Sherlock Holmes remake, like Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah, or remember Calvin and Hobbes, the comic?
It's very strange.
Yeah.
I found it hard to sort of say this, but you are taken from Los Angeles to London to Chernobyl.
Oh, Chernobyl.
And Samoa. Where Mr. Rock is from.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know...
Mr. Rock.
Mr. Rock, yeah.
Mr. Rock.
So it's kind of this weird trip home for him in the film as well. But oddly, there's I think I only counted 2 car chases.
Oh, because it's usually always cars falling out of airplanes. And what was it? So it's a rom-com between the lads.
Well, it's kind of buddy cop, you know, because these two are frenemies, really. They hated each other, they have to work together in the other films. And so they're brought together with this cyber genetically enhanced Idris Elba, who I'm sure you'd enjoy watching. See him in his...
You see him in his nickety-nickety nudies.
Well, he's covered, but he's quite naked.
Do you see little Idris?
Don't you dare.
You don't see all of Idris, but you see a lot of Idris.
Wow, there you go.
But he's half computer, so I don't know whether you'd want a half computer.
I don't give a
damn what he is. Yeah. Okay.
Him and Rock in a movie naked in Samoa is enough to send the River Jackson.
I've never seen Rebecca so enthralled by your movie review.
But this is as ridiculous as a movie as you can get.
Oh.
I mean, the jokes are corny. The words of wisdom that, you know, The Rock is—he's trying to tell his daughter how, you know, how the world is, and it's like, what are you saying?
Okay.
But on the plus side, there is some brilliant cameo surprise appearances, which I won't say.
Oh,
because they're surprises.
Beyonce.
Well, Helen Mirren's back, but she's been in a couple before.
She's in everything.
So that's good. But there is two surprises. I won't tell you because they're surprises.
Dickie Rock.
Stop, Dickie Rock. Clint, why are there eight?
Lucy Kennedy, that's where she is.
Why are there eight of these?
Because people keep going to them. I mean, I sat next to, quite frankly, the biggest man I've ever seen.
Right.
Like, when I say big, I mean like biceps. He actually hit me in the head with his biceps.
Marcy Miller.
It was like sitting next to The Rock. Like, people like that.
Like it.
Who like steroids and who like going to the gym and who like fast cars.
So my husband.
Yes.
Petrol heads.
Will love
How
this.
Dare
and
you.
I was in a cinema full of them yesterday who probably don't go to the cinema unless it's for these films.
Okay.
But
okay.
Is that not, can I ask a question?
And they'll go again with their friends.
Is this whole metrosexual thing where...
No, it's not metro at all. Well, red blood, cold
you're fueled by steroids.
Yes.
But you're going to watch a film and excuse my... It's fine if you're a gay man enjoying wonderful looking men, but you're going to a film and looking at a bunch of men...
With guns.
It's very strange
guns,
to me.
Fast cars, hot
but
chicks.
But I don't go
know?
To look at women with their boobs out.
The guys that are going there, all they want to be in life is Jason Statham or
Rock.
Mr. Rock.
Yes.
So they live their lives by that. And they go to the gym and they pump, 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 bubbly bump. And I mean, they take selfies of themselves in front of the mirrors in the gyms, which, could you please stop doing that?
Sorry, and then also, says Colm, who goes on about his workouts every morning.
And then they use the hairdryer then in the gym to dry their widdly bits. As well.
What?
Oh, they do that as well. We've had that conversation here as well. So they're the sort of people. I get it.
How can you need to dry a whittle?
Not the whittle, the hair you
No, I only know guys with no hair there. Let's have that chance.
Oh, come on.
We have gone off on a tangent.
Yeah, just about.
This is brilliantly brainless fun, though.
Brilliantly brainless fun.
I loved it. I actually loved it.
Oh, did Clint, you? I think you're having a bad week.
No, I didn't.
Is it anything to do with the guy sitting beside you?
No, he's got nothing to do because he is the person that sees this film. I am not.
No.
I laughed.
Well, you're a smart guy, Clint.
Yeah, you laughed. Did you cry?
There was no crying. No, no, no. I mean,
but
I cried.
You said the jokes
laughter.
Were crap.
Yes, they are, but you see them coming and then throw in a couple of fast cars and hot chicks and silly. Like, it's just. Brainless.
Okay,
like I said, brainlessly brilliant.
I think you had very good snacks, and I often think you measure a film by the snackage. So if I have a good snack film, I like the film no matter what.
I had a
what.
Slice of pizza beforehand.
But I do agree with this. Sometimes that we will go just... Is there a big shooty-up movie?
Yes.
So you can just remove your brain
Correct.
For an hour and a half.
Yes.
It could be a busy Wednesday evening, and we'll sit down and just go, I don't want to be challenged at all at the moment. I want an hour and a half of brainless blubber.
And I may regret this.
No, don't do it. I wouldn't do it,
Go
Clint.
On, go on, do it.
4 stars.
No.
Whoa!
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
10 years' time, there's a big thing that just came out, and they're saying what your house is going to look like in 10 years' time. I'm not sure of any of this. Yeah, so 10 years isn't too far. So 2030, okay?
I'll still be maybe around.
Yeah, well, you will. You'll be in your 40s. That's all.
Yeah,
yeah. That's fine. 40s were a good time. The 1940s. They say everything in your house will be powered by energy source, such as solar power, wind power, everything. You'll have no electricity, nothing at all. Everything. So your doors, your lights.
That would be great.
Your TV, even if there is TV. Everything will be powered by solar power, which is good. Or solar. There'll be solar panel paint, which I think is a great idea.
Oh, for more insulation.
Yeah, so basically you'll paint the front of your house with solar panel paint and that will take all the energy in.
We got some of that recently, that insulation paint.
Oh, right,
which is very high-tech but very expensive.
Yeah. What did you paint?
To paint our living room was getting very cold and miserable and we hadn't insulated the house properly.
Right.
So we were told to get this paint. It smells a bit like wee.
Oh, okay, okay. Like just average
normal.
Just
like fake tan smells. Like I felt like the house was fake tanned.
And does it smell like that still?
No, well, that's me and the. I've had issues since the baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Kegels and stuff on the dog. But no, I think it's all right.
They'll have windows that change shade in reaction to external light so you can keep your house warm or cool. And also, if you're walking around naked.
Oh.
Yeah, which is handy to have because that can be embarrassing.
How you said that and you look really serious about that. So you obviously walk around naked all the time in your house.
Not all the time. Not when I have guests around. Oh, no, I have proper decorum. Now, this is the best bit. There'll be toilets. Your toilets will turn the waste.
Into?
What would you like it? Into little...
I don't want it into anything.
Into little handcrafted pottery.
Chocolates.
Into chocolates.
Okay, Clint.
Oh, Clint. No. Toilets will turn waste into fuel, which will then be used to heat and provide energy to the house.
I did a big one, Bobby. I will have a warm night tonight with Netflix. I mean, what?
Yes.
I don't know who I was doing there, but like...
I thought that I liked the first person. I wasn't sure about the second person.
They were the same people. Holy God.
So basically, you'll go to the crapperoolie and when you flushy doodles, it'll go into a big machine and the machine will decide what part of the house needs to... But if the house is full of renewable shit, right? Well, basically, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It'll go into your car.
Nice.
And your car can be fueled.
What, into the boot?
Well, yeah, because a car can be fueled in methane. No, into your fuelie tank.
My fuelie tank.
And basically, you won't need to stop anywhere because...
So romance is dead. Did you have a vindaloo, Moira? No.
No. Well, I wish you would because it's cold in here. You will be encouraged to actually eat hotter food to so you can fill up your little crap.
Okay, you never are allowed to read a paper article. You're never allowed on the internet. You are dangerous with this information.
Well, it's true, it's there.
And there's the sheets that heat and cool with your bod. Did you see that picture?
No, I haven't seen that.
There's the blankets and sheets that will be kind of red and there won't be any duvet in it. It'll just be a cover and it'll heat. And I mean, it's quite sensory.
Yeah, yeah, there is. But I just like the idea that people who are full of crap in years to come won't have to worry. I won't have a penny to pay across the year. I will now suddenly...
I don't want to know how regular you are.
Suddenly I've become a positive in the relationship. Do you know what I mean? I think it's great.
Because you're full of crap.
There you go.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Go on then.
Have you seen this, Rebecca?
What?
On Twitter.
Yeah. Yes.
This, have you, what's the biggest, most viewed, seen tweet that you've ever made?
I made a joke.
Yes, and?
I made a joke about a very bad band playing at a festival and how...
Right.
Anyway, and I got 3,000 retweets or something.
Well, young Martin Byrne from Drum Conjure.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Martin.
He has a tweet now, just double checking.
Yeah.
1.68 million people have watched this.
1.68 million?
Million.
And how many followers does he have?
He's only got like 10 followers or something.
Wow.
But 50,000 likes, you know, 12,000 retweets and all that sort of stuff. But millions of people have seen this. Now, what am I talking about?
What are you talking about?
Well, Martin discovered something about his gate.
Yeah.
He lives in Drumcondra. And obviously, Martin was out one morning or one afternoon and discovered his gate has a special talent. See if you can guess what that special talent is.
That's it. That's it.
Sorry, I just need to ask a question. It's purely for research reasons.
Okay, yes.
Was that tweet that he sent out, was that the clip in the tweet?
That's the clip.
That's the clip.
Okay, so you have an issue with me watching 90 minutes of rubbish last night. Clint has an issue with my bike being in the lobby. This is what we're dealing with.
It does Paul McCartney. Listen again.
It's Mullah Kantar. His gate sings Mullah Kantar. Have a listen.
What?
you're missing the point, Rebecca. This is brilliant.
I don't know Mull of Kintyre.
It's a song by the Wings.
B, all I can hear is wing wing.
No, just once more for people who know. Mull of Kintyre.
Okay. That is just brilliant.
You need to see the video as well.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, but okay, the best part is he's done that, right? A million people have watched it. Yeah. Then people are sending in to Martin all their other talented gates and doors and things.
Oh, really?
So here's another one. This is a gate as well.
Okay, so you have to work out what song it is. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you actually...
Stone Roses,
Waterfalls. What a great song. Yes, I get it.
Do that again.
Hang on. Okay. The start of Waterfalls. Oh, you could have such a great competition with this.
And because, I like the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
This was also a reply. This is another gate. See if you can guess the start of which film.
Okay.
You know the film, don't you?
You do know the film.
Oh, my God. I swear
One more time.
You're just upset because you're not getting it,
Oh, my God.
It has to be Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Yay!
Okay. You don't like gates. Maybe you've got something against gates.
Okay.
There's also a toilet door with a special talent.
I don't want to listen to this. I'm actually done.
No. This is also movie related. Maybe you'll get this one.
Okay. Have a look. How can you have a toilet door?
That actually is a toilet door.
Okay, to be fair.
That's Jaws.
I'm very unhappy until then. And that is Jaws.
Okay.
And that toilet door. The rest of them need
just some
WD-40.
Just for you. Oh, WD-40 would ruin this entire piece. Here's the toilet door again for you. Is that a bloke behind the door making wind? Okay,
I like that one.
I've got two more for you.
Okay,
this is now a fridge door. This is a very, very popular song.
IMRO award winning station.
Fridge door. Oh, yes.
Very soft now. You've got to listen really hard.
Yeah. Rosanna. Toto.
What is wrong with you?
Okay.
I get it. I get it. Okay.
Clearly music's not your strong point.
Oh,
okay.
Good one.
We're going simple for the last one.
Right. You know what, Clint?
Okay.
No, I agree. This may be, hard for the ears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was the final reply to Martin Burns' tweet about his mother of Kintyre. Mm-hmm. And it is doors at Aldi that have a special talent. These are the doors at Aldi.
Okay, have a listen. Oh, wow. It's Chewbacca from Star Wars.
I didn't ever watch. Remember, we spoke about this yesterday.
Doing a shopping.
We spoke about this yesterday.
You need to get into this. Here's Chewbacca. Oh, that is just brilliant. That's brilliant. If anybody has anything, you can text it in and WhatsApp 0871818.
WhatsApp us just a little video.
Look at you two happy little heads on you.
WhatsApp us
delighted
right now.
With yourselves, with your rubbishy gates. I can tell you this much. That's not good radio, Colin. That is a disgrace.
This is the reason the internet was invented.
You're turning into our mothers here.
A million.
Okay, have a listen Martin. Again. Have a listen again.
Nearly 2 million.
There, this is the real one.
See, you wouldn't tell the difference, could you?
This is the real one. Amazing.
Heading to the Jacks.
Bridges.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Oh, yeah, you were coming in with these words earlier on, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah, well, I was saying that HB have done some research because they're celebrating the summer, obviously, and ice cream and all things summery, but they're also saying... We have a language of a generation, and they wanted to find out, is this true? Do we really, speak in colloquial terms?
Colloquial.
What on earth do you think I said?
I thought you said colloquial, like two words, like a wheel with a cloak over it. I was going, what does that mean?
Don't be so fancy. I can also speak the Queen's language as well.
Yes, you can. The Queen's English, I think you'll find it's called, not the Queen's language.
So... The press release said Ireland screams yas.
I hate that.
This summer, right? And you said, why are you saying that?
Yeah.
And I was trying to say, look, that's play on the word. And you're like, but what is that? Yas queen would be a very kind of standard slangy.
But what does yas mean?
Yas is like yas. Like,
okay, so yas is like yas. So it's like yes. So it's yes. So
yes, but it's very
lazy.
Much,
yes.
It's
very
lazy.
It's very south side. Yas. Like, oh my God.
They're talking about the evolution of Ireland's new language, right? And they're saying there's some top social speak terms.
Go on, so
I'm
going to
throw them at you.
Actually,
it's part of their H-Bay summer campaign. What does bay mean?
Bay is your babe or your partner.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but why not just call them your babe? Who dropped the B?
Okay, vibes.
Vibrations, feelings. But why again vibes?
Good vibes. Yeah. Can't even.
Can't even what?
I can't even.
Can't even what?
I can't even deal with you right now. Right?
Can't even. No. See, haven't we got so lazy?
Social speak has evaded 70% of all in real life, IRL. So do you know this, that people write this?
IRL. It's Ireland. I've seen the stickers on the back of caravans when they go to Poland.
No, in real life, people say.
No, but what do they say? What is IRL?
Like, I hate my boss, IRL.
Okay, but what is IRL like in real life?
Like,
in real
I really
life,
feel this way. Like,
yeah, what is it in real life, IRL? Oh, IRL, in real life.
Yeah, like in real life.
Oh, what a stupid...
Like, if I met them IRL, I don't know how I'd feel about them. Ireland
oh,
is...
Oh, do people actually say
yes,
that?
Yes, they do.
They
people
do?
People emails and work will say, well, IRL, I actually don't think that campaign... Honest to God, they do. Ireland is living its best life. Living its best life. We do a lot of... I'm living my best life.
You've only got one bloody life. That's it.
So nearly half of the most popular summer content. So
do you know anybody that actually says, I'm living my worst life?
People always say living their best life to me.
It's ridiculous.
Fleek.
Oh, fleek is isn't that in?
But this is the word we love to hate the most in Ireland. Yeah. Fleek is a close second.
But is fleek just to say? Is fleek not something that you get from chaffing?
Chafing.
You get fleek and you have to get
what?
A
no.
Fleeks.
Okay. Well,
fleeks.
I can tell you now. This term fleek has nothing to do with your thigh cream. Fleek is you're on fleek, like you look divine. You're on fleek, you're cool,
okay,
you're...
Okay, I want to tell you...
Oh my God, you just spoke about your cycle,
Right now, oh great wordsmith, and one of our bays, and this is totes offs, but... And, like, IRL, can you tell me where the word fleek actually comes from? What's the derivative?
I think it's a cultural, and we have to be careful not to misappropriate, but I think it is to do with
a different culture group,
and they would say... Oh, your eyebrows or your hair, they're so on fleek today. Or, you know, like it's very kind of cool.
But the word had to have a derivative. It wasn't just suddenly made up by some guy turning a corner going, I'm going to say fleek to everybody
today.
Sorry,
I didn't do deep research into this. Also, sorry, not sorry. Like, I'm sorry, but not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Like, as in, I'm having the best day ever. I'm hanging out with Beyonce in Coachella. And then they'll go, hashtag sorry, not sorry. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry,
and then they'll go, hashtag
IRL. Oh, God. Okay. It's like a minefield.
Eyebrows on fleek. These are words that came from a singer. Perfectly executed. On fleek is used to describe someone's appearance or style, but can describe anything that's flawless, sometimes shortened to just fleek.
Fleek.
I remember some chap, and I'm not being bad, but he was kind of old, right?
I'm sorry, you've done something really good there, which is what people do. I remember this chap, and I don't mean to be bad, but he was kind of old. It's that thing
that's rude.
Yes, it
but
is.
But I'm trying to associate it. I'm saying to say this, yeah, he was kind of old. Does that make sense?
No, I know, but it's like people saying, I'm not a racist, but...
No. I'm kind of old to say I'm fleek, and that makes me sad, but I am. I'm a millennial, but I'm at the end of it. Like, and he was older. Much older than you, and he was met me. Okay, he's about to kill me. He met me in a restaurant in Cork, and I hadn't
looked at it like a date.
No, I hadn't seen him.
You date older men.
No, he's a family friend. I do indeed. And he came up and he goes, "Rebecca, your hair is really on fleek."
Ah, no!
I swear to God. And my mom, I remember dying. I was like,
"Oh my God!"
How would he A know that word? B, how is he using this word? And C, what do you respond? And I said something like, "Cool, bro." I was trying to be funny back, but he actually meant it.
Okay.
So anyway.
Was fleek the worst word? Was that what you're saying?
I think it's the least popular. You have it in front of you there. Why am I always in trouble?
Yeah, okay, I know, but I didn't go through it.
I think they said fleek is a close second is the word we love to hate.
Hollybops is another one. Come on. Hollybops does my head in. I hear it now in ads and everything. Oh, go on me, Hollybops. Can
or
I get a taxi?
Not able. Do you know that one?
Well, it's two words combined. Yeah,
but it's like not able. So you'll start telling me a story. Not able, Colin.
Oh, you're just not.
Not able.
You're just not that. I know somebody who uses that a lot. That does my head in.
Totes, orcs.
All of that is just stupid. Eventually, we won't know what anybody is saying. It'll be just.
And I'll tag you. I'll tag you.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently, we hate that.
Yeah. There you go. Merch does my head in.
Oh, you were saying this.
Yeah. For some reason, because I love the word merchandise. Mm. It's just the flow of the word merchandise, and then people have got it down to merch. And again, merch just sounds like a disease you would have got in medieval times. 53 million died of the merch.
Oh yeah, it is a kind of a strange.
Yeah. Do you know what
is there anything that you do that's kind of loosey loose and slang? And I know you're perfect, but is there anything that you would say that's irritating? Oh, actually, all the stuff you say.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
It's funny because you were on our WhatsApp group last night and you're just talking about deal breakers.
It's not that funny because I tend to send stuff and no one responds. Yeah,
well, we don't because it was 11 o'clock last night.
Oh, and he's got a thing.
I've got a thing.
What? See, I was going to, but what's then I the knew thing? I would have upset him.
Yeah. Go on, tell
and
me.
Then, that's his thing. 9 o'clock.
This is the... No, 9:30.
Okay.
9:30. 9:30 is the cutoff between friends, unless you're very, very close to me.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I've had this out with Lucy. We've had to actually sign a friend's contract because she was ringing me one night at 9:45.
What and is I didn't, wrong with you?
And I didn't answer.
I never knew you were this funky.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't answer. And the next day she was going, why didn't you answer me? And I said, 9:45. I don't answer the phone at 9:45. 9:30 is the cutoff.
Except when someone goes out to the comedy festival.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you.
What time was this?
Having an amazing
when someone
time.
Was going to Coppers. When someone Coppers. Was going for a drink.
How are you getting on, guys? Hey?
Okay, sorry. Well, that was different. That was a social occasion.
No, it's always different if it's you.
And if he's
off the Jubals. You are a divil. You have many a time text me being irritating.
Yes.
And that's the standard for you at 10:45. And I text you something to contribute to the show because I was trying to put my baby down. So obviously that's the only time I could text.
Yeah.
And you didn't respond out of pure ignorance. And now you're telling me it's not in the friend rule. Well, I'll tell you what, Colin.
That's a deal breaker.
I'll tell you what I'm
going to
do to this contract.
Oh, it's a deal breaker, is it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I needed that.
You do need that contract,
yeah. That's that thing.
That was actually your real contract. But that's... So there's a deal breaker for me in friendship. A deal breaker would be, like, if a friend keeps ringing me about 11 o'clock at night, eventually I'd have to go, we're not friends! Stop ringing me at 11.
WhatsApp is different, though. You can... You know, it's not... You don't have to get a notification. I don't have notifications for WhatsApp, so I have to go into the app. Okay, well, that's not my problem.
Yeah,
you can turn them off.
You can avoid it. It's the same with email.
I do as well for some, but I think if... Some. No, I leave the ones on for the show just in case. Let's say Rebecca fell down the stairs,
you
right?
You wouldn't care.
And broke your leg and maybe your arm and maybe shoulder dislocated.
Wow.
I'd need to know that and I'd want pictures and that's what WhatsApp is good for.
I think with work, people shouldn't be harassing people after hours. And I feel very strongly about texts and emails after hours and at weekends when you're with your family. It is very different when you know people intimately and you're doing a breakfast show the next day. And by intimately, I mean Sweden.
Yes. Okay. Now, the point was...
Yes, that's a deal breaker. But you had a deal breaker.
Yes, I do have a deal breaker. Yeah. So I spent the weekend in Centre Parks. Lovely, lovely. Met a woman I had been very close to previously. As in, have very nice nights out, have stayed with her family and just really loved her. And I hadn't seen her in a few years, purely because baby time. And we had a meal and she started to talk about the benefits of Donald Trump and what he's doing for the country, America being wonderful and how he's just this hero. And I started to look at her and it was like this melting, you know, when someone's face is melting. I was like, she's not the same person. And I thought in my head, this is a deal breaker for friendship. And I said it later on to my husband. He was like, why? I said, I can't see myself ever having anything in common or enjoying or loving. And that's a terrible thing to say, but I feel so strongly about Donald Trump. And it just kind of made me think, gosh, that's such a pity.
So you couldn't see past that in a friendship, yeah.
So will you tell her?
No, I think it'll just be a schmoozle doozle. It'll just
fizzle out.
It'll fizzle out, like the way with Colm and I, the way things are fizzling out slowly, when he doesn't respond to my...
Yeah, respond to what? Who's that's talking? Do you have a deal breaker?
Well, it's kind of, because... In light of what's happened and what everyone thinks of Michael Jackson now, I think I have chosen to talk less to people who have now believed what they have heard and read.
Wow. So you talk less to people who you believe.
No, they've said things about watching the documentary and they believe it or they don't.
I sat here with you and had a live debate on air about
And I think less of you now too.
No, because you know I love Michael Jackson. I love his
music. But you think he did something.
No, I have a suspicion about stuff, but I still love his music. It comes on and I think he's one of the greatest artists, right? But I still have a twinkle in my twinkle toes.
But you can't come to my place anymore.
That's really interesting. That, I have a similar thing with Arsenal supporters.
There you go.
I've never trusted an Arsenal supporter. And I would like to apologise to all Arsenal supporters out there now, but I find you very dull.
Oh, wow.
And not interesting. And you could have chosen so much better. So people I know who are Arsenal supporters have drifted off in my friendship. We're no longer friends.
It's a deal breaker.
I used to say when I was hiring babysitters, there was two deal breakers. One, nobody in your family supported Arsenal. And two, you had to know who David Bowie was. It was always the last question.
And not having sex with your boyfriend on our couch.
Nah, it's okay. Once kids are asleep.
Why Bowie?
I just don't trust anyone who doesn't like David Bowie.
Wow. Well, there you go.
There you go. So actually, that's a big deal.
And egg sandwiches. I said I used to really, really, really fancy a guy I worked at the Naughty. Like, I was kind of deeply, I think, in love with this man. And we went to a wedding as separate guests, and I thought, this is the night. And he stood at the canapé or whatever table, munching on egg sandwiches. And I watched those egg... I hate egg. I hate egg sandwiches. Okay. Go into his mouth and down his system, and I thought, that's it now.
You saw it go down his system.
She imagined it going down
his
system. She's quite graphic. She's a journalist.
And I didn't want to be near his face or breath, and I thought, that's, we're never going to date. And he kept wondering why we didn't score that night. I'll tell you why, Kyle.
You said his name. So I just like there, if you've got a deal breaker or something happened, 0871818100, love to know what it is, 0871818100. We have got tickets to Lumineers,
yes,
to if it's particularly good. But I just like around the table, deal breakers here went from Trump to Jackson, Arsenal, David Bowie, egg sandwiches. That's it.
Not picky at all.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
We've gone through deal breakers and almost a complete collapse.
Of our friendship.
Of our friendship, which is scary in one way and... in another way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, because Colin said he doesn't like being texted after hours and he won't respond, so I had to get up some evidence there from my briefcase of late night texts when he's had a few red wines, which is all well and good for Colin, but not so good for me.
I know. Well, okay, well, in future...
Well, it's not okay.
In future, I won't.
It's okay, things are going to change very rapidly.
And also during that show, a new WhatsApp group was set up just between Rebecca and Clint.
No, it's just called WhatsApp. We didn't have to set up a group as two people.
That's the way it works. Mr. T, good morning to you, sir.
How are you guys?
Morning.
Howdy doodles. How are you?
Well, not a matter.
Good, good. You have a deal breaker, yeah?
Oh, yeah. if she likes Simply the Best by Tina Turner, she's not getting a Mr. T's bed.
Why? Why do you hate it so much?
I don't. It crawls up me.
Oh, no.
Desperate.
I'm sort of in agreement with you on some levels. No, firstly, because the RTE Guide bought the rights for Simply the Best. Yeah. And then you'd see the RTE Guide and knitting patterns on page 23 and Mary Kennedy on every third release of the RTE Guide. And they'd have the music as Simply the Best in the background. Yeah, that used to annoy me. Then the other thing is, years ago when it was a hit and you went to a club, when it was played, every girl thought that she could dance like Tina Turner.
Yeah.
And what you didn't realise is they all just looked like they were constipated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was that.
Sorry about that, Mr. T. Well, I think it's how I feel about ABBA. So I think it's similar. If I'm at a wedding and ABBA comes on, I'm out, I'm gone, I'm done, I'm gone home.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Okay. So
she's the devil, Colin, she's the devil.
She's the devil. Tina Turner is the devil.
Me. Okay.
They're all devils, Mr. T.
That's it.
All right, man, listen, thanks for the call.
Take care
of yourself. I remember one other quick deal breaker when I was quite young. And I was sort of 14, I think, you know, starting to go out with girls. And I was I didn't like bad language at all, right? So that changed to now. But it was always, especially in a lady. So I went out with this girl, and after about a week, bang, her language was absolutely appalling. So I split up with her, and I said to her, I can't deal with you with bad language. So she sent her big sister around to beat me up.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. I kind of actually would understand that. My dad would feel very strongly when I'm getting very irate, and, you know, I'm a little bit kind of...
Yeah.
Animated about stuff, and I would swear he physically is turned off by me. Like, he's like, don't do that, Rebecca, I hate that. So my dad would feel that way, and my husband actually hates swearing.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm a bit of a dirty donkey. Like, I would just say whatever.
Well, there is dirty donkey language in here, but I think out in the real world,
say to each other,
I don't use particularly bad language, you know what I mean? God, I turned into a prude there, did I?
We have another one in here.
Oh yeah, go on.
I once stumped a guy for licking a knife in a restaurant. It wasn't one lick. He was doing it constantly. It was the ultimate dumping, by going to the bathroom and just not coming back, which is now called ghosting in this era.
Oh, is it?
Okay. That is from a lovely lady, Laura.
Cutlery.
Thank you, from Ballantyre.
Cutlery liquor. Yeah.
I don't know. Would that be...
What about if the first day he did a bit of cutlery licking and you were sort of okay, but then if he did the full plate lick? Have you ever seen the full...
Is this a double entendre for something else? I don't even know what this is. What is this? Euphemism?
No, it's not a euphemism. A full plate lick.
Yeah.
Well, how would you feel with that?
Sorry, if a lad picked up his plate in a restaurant and licked it, how would I feel about that? Are you asking me this as another humour, or do you just think I'm some kind of... Of course I would be upset.
No, plate licking is... There's a lot of plate lickers.
But I married a man.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Married a man who questioned the bail on our first night. because he's kind of careful with things like that.
Yeah.
That can be a bit off-putting.
Okay.
But lucky, I fancied him enough.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
That's it from the Colm and Lucy podcast. We'll have another podcast up next week. And remember, you can join us live on the radio. Radio Nova, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10.
The Colm and Lucy podcast. Seriously addictive podcasting.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.